I said that we're going to do four opinions of the shofar. It ends up, after more Iyun, I end up thinking that it's really three opinions of what the shofar, whether it's bent or straight, is what's the philosophical message for us in halakha. Yesterday we spent a long time describing the Gemara Nivamos. What Rashi had said, Rashi had taken the Girsan, who pointed out, I hope you saw the Rashash inside. The Rashash had said what? Rashi took out the word. What word did Rashi take out? Date. Right? Even though in theory, the shofar, the first message of shofar, is that it's a idea of tefillah, like you see over the left, don't erase that to the left. Right? Shofar is tefillah. Okay, you can even explain it with date. Rashi took out the word date. And the Rashash says that if you look at Meseches Brachos, the Tosfos, that says that what, there are certain people that would daven on Rosh Hashanah all bent, the whole time, it's bent over. Meaning, the Rashash is pointing out from our Rashi. We had said, Ma'inyan Shmita Yitra Asina. Why is Rashi quoting this Machlokes in the Gemara Nivamos here? We're talking about Shofar, whether it's bent or straight. And there they're talking about how to daven. There it quoted two psukim, we said. There it talked about which psukim. What are the psukim here, Mr.? What are the psukim that it quotes over there? We have machlokes in Yevamos. That's what Rashi here quoted. And that kuf heil is. What happened? We had two opinions there. What are the opinions? One opinion said that you need your what? Your einayim. What? Alright. There's one pasuk from Malachim and one pasuk from Eichel. Right? One pasuk from Malachim, one pasuk from Eichel. So what are the two opinions there? What are the two opinions? Rashi, I quoted them. No? You guys read Rashi? One of them is that you're, that, well, both of them are saying tefillah. What are they saying? Einayim have to be either lemata or. Everyone, what I'm talking about? I thought I'm talking to the. Everyone, look at the Rashi. If you didn't look at the Gemara Bums, you can look at the Gemara Bums. What did Rashi say? Kama the kayev inish bitfilato panav kvushim la'aret tveyadin. It's better that what? Your face is to the ground. Mishum. Vayu einai vilibi sham. Where is that pasuk? Malachim Aleph. What is it talking about? That's Parashat and Parak Tet. Good. And therefore, what does it say by Shlomo? Very good. What does it say over there? What does it mean? Vayu einai. Vayu einai vilibi sham kol hayamim. How do you understand what that means? It means that what? That Hashem. Definitely have the Targum explains this and what? That Hashem is going to be there in the Beit HaMikdash all the time. Hashem is going to be there all the time. Okay, so therefore that's why Rashi had said that when your Einav is Lamata, here it's talking about Einav Lamata and Argamara means that you should be what, bent over. Okay, Rashi over there says it's talking about the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, but the bottom line is what? That was one pasuk that says about what? What we had said, Kof. Then you have the second pasuk, which is what? Enough, which is what? Lamala. That you should be looking up when davening. Excuse me. What's the pasuk there? Pasuk in Eicha. Okay, I hope that everyone looked it up. Eicha, perikemo pasuk memal. That said what? Nisal babeinu. Al kapayim. What's the pasuk right before that? Just for argument's sake. Anybody look up the pasukim? Okay, we have to work a little harder. We gotta look it up inside. We gotta look up the sources inside. Okay, pasuk right before that is very, very instrumental for us to know. It's a pasuk that you know. It says Nach Besad Derachinu Nach Korah V'Nashu V'Al Hashem. Ever heard that pasuk before? Nach Besad Derachinu. We should what? Search into our derech and go search after Hashem and return to Hashem. What does that sound like? Tshuva. right? And everyone understand why that's actually pretty cool and important, but that's the context over here. But the bottom line is, Rashi understood from the Gemara that what is this talking about? El Kapayim. We had said it, according to one interpretation, that the Ananim looked like the palm of your hand. You should be looking up. So therefore, we had said yesterday that the shofar, whether it's kafuf or pashut, is not just trivial. Rather, what is it? Fundamental. It's something that the actual shape and the surah of the shofar is telling me the message of the ethos of the shofar. The message of the shofar is the shofar. The shofar, according to both opinions, they both agree that what? It's a message of tefillah. It's a kli of tefillah. The disagreement is in the physical stance, just like over there, they have the physical stance of up and down, so too over here. Now, it's true that when it's bent over, our bent over is down. Mr. Rawson pointed out to me, in theory, bent over, then it should be down and not up. It's a very good question. This was yesterday's shir, the concept of, and we went over through many, many proofs within Rashi, in Rashi, and other sugyas that shofar is tefillah, and therefore the truth is, Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama are not fundamentally disagreeing philosophically. They both agree that shofar is tefillah. Please do not do the pen flip in my shir now. Thank you. Practice it in a different time. Okay? It's very, very disturbing. Especially when you miss. Because, you know, if you want to be in my shir, you have to be, you know, professional. Okay? The worst thing you do is just, like, you drop it every 5 seconds and just causes little talk and drives me nuts. So please try not to do this all the time. Okay? Now, any questions about the first approach? Yeah.
So the second
that
Rashi brings in, you said
the
previous class that
you're talking
about Shira, so why would it?
So what I had said about Nasa Levavino Kapayim, okay, you hear what the Baynish is asking? It sounds like that the context of the Pesukim is Tshuva. So first of all, it's not a question on Rashi, right? Because Rashi's only quoting the Gemara in Yavamos that has these two opinions. Okay? They learn, even though the context is tshuva, they learn from there that it's referring to tefillah. The truth is Rashi. If you look at Rashi on the pasuk in Eicha, it quotes two opinions. The first opinion is tefillah. It talks about when you raise your hands in tefillah, make sure it's not only your hands, but it's also nasa levavim. You should be not only your physical hands, but you should also have your heart doing the tefillah. And then he has another opinion that says that it's talking about tshuva. So that was yesterday. Yesterday's shofar being of a kli of tefillah. We answered a lot of questions. We answered why we do tekiat shofar in the middle of tefillah. The actual brachot of the tefillah. It says that we are shomea kol truat amo Yisrael brachamim. It sounds like the bracha of shomea tefillah. We brought around 6 to 8 proofs of that, why shofar is tefillah. Zikaron, we had talked about Yom Tshua Yelachem, Zichron Tshua. We saw the Gemara in two different places, called it Zikaron. We saw it on Chavav, we saw it on Chavches. A lot of different proofs that you'll do Chazar on. Now I asked you to see today the Yerushalmi, to continue moving on to the next step. Because I want to present to you two other major opinions, and see what the machlokes is between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. Because what we concluded yesterday is that really, the Tanakhama versus Rabbi Yehuda is not a fundamental machlokes thing. They both agree it's tefillah, that the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is tefillah. The only machlokes is whether it's kafuf or pashut based on their understanding of what a person is supposed to be doing while davening. We're going to see today two other opinions of what shofar Rosh Hashanah represents, and it might actually be that those opinions is the machlokes between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda. So I ask you first to see what? The Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi, I'm erasing this for now. The Yerushalmi said what? It's the plot for what the Yerushalmi say?
The Yerushalmi said that
Yerushalmi obviously quotes the Mishnayos, quotes the Machlokes, Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. And what happened? The Yerushalmi said, Evan has it in front of you, if not, I'll read it for you quickly. What does it say? What was clear is that he had said that the Taniyot, in the second halacha of the Yerushalmi, Taniyot is of what? Kafuf. And he said, why did the Gemara then say in the Yerushalmi, for what purpose? Kedei sheyakuf libam letfilah. That was clear in the Yerushalmi. But before that, we had about Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Tanakam, as we know, says of Yael Pashat. What's the reason he said Yael Pashat, the Yerushalmi? What did he say? Shuva. This came and added the next part. The next part, where I said there are three opinions, as much as 3 years ago I thought it was four opinions. Today, I think it's three opinions of what the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah represents. I'll explain to you why I thought there were four opinions, but I think that it's not just a part, but it's actually three opinions, a lot were used. Hashem should bless you. The Yerushalmi says, I love this sermon. Here we go. In Halacha Gimel, after saying Shofar Sheyal Pashut, no. Yeah, sorry. Omar Rabbi Yonah, Kedei Shigivshitu Libam Letshuva. Right? He quotes Rabbi Yonah that says what? Kedei Shigivshitu Libam Letshuva. So that's clear that the Tana Kama is holding that Pashut is for what? By blowing the shofar, the reason why it's Pashut is that you should be erecting yourself, you should be improving yourself. Shofar from the language of, I'm adding this right now, shofar is from the language of the shaper, Mr. Kadin, to prove yourself. How do you do it? Not by being all bent over, but straighten yourself out, metakein yourself. Kidei shitu libam l'tshuva. What does Rabbi Yehuda say according to the Yerushalmi? Rabbi Yehuda, so clearly the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda holds of schar, okay, which we're going to assume is kufim for now. What's the reason? What's the reason? So the truth is, Yerushalmi says one thing. Yerushalmi brings down a reason at the end that says, Tikein, time with Rabbi Yehuda, Am Rabbi Yochanan, time with Rabbi Yehuda, Kedei litirat amatsui al amatsui, but she'ino matsui al she'ino matsui. Rabbi Yochanan seeks to say that there's a trivial, not a practical answer, not a philosophically pleasing answer. I'm going to tell you right now. He had said, L'takein matsui for matsui. Matsui means that things that are around, things that are relevant, frequent is the right English word. Versus she'eno matsui, which is not frequent, i.e. yovel, she'eno matsui. It said, it what happens? Since Rosh Hashanah is frequent, and what is an animal that's always around? The aisles, therefore you have the aisle. It's not this high level of shuvah or tefillah or something else. It's a matter of practicality. It's seasonal. Versus the yovel is once every yovel. Right? And therefore what? So therefore you have the ya'el, which is a chaya that is not domesticated, it's not as much. Now, the Ramban that I showed you said that the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is what? What Mr. Danish wanted to say. I showed you the Ramban. Everyone open up the Ramban. In the drushas of the Ramban. The Ramban gave big drushas of it. What? Gave a drusha. Okay? The Ramban gave the drusha. There's the regular Chidushi Ramban. And what I gave you from today was the drush of the Ramban. So the drush of the Ramban, like the Ran had said, the Ya'el is Lavdavka, the Zafar is Lavdavka. But he says, what's the reason why you need Kafuf? He said, you need Kafuf, Kedesh Yakufu Libam Litshuva. The Ramban clearly says that Rabbi Yehuda held that it's for Tshuva. Which means that what? That as opposed to the Yerushalmi, the other reason would be that what? Kedei Shiakufu Libam Letshuva. Meaning that as much as we saw Shitas Rashi, Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda fundamentally agree that it's Tefillah, comes now, and now according to how the Ramban understands it, it says what? The second way of understanding the Tana Kama versus Rabbi Yehuda is that they fundamentally agree that what is the issue of shofar? What is the message of shofar? tshuva. Tshuva. Now again, they have a machlokes of what type of tshuva you have. And there they have the word da'ate. Because tshuva has a lot to do with da'ate. This is why I asked you, which is not so simple, I asked you to see both the Rambam and I asked you to see the Gemara Kiddushin. And I gave you an article from Nafs HaLevesh. And we're putting it together. Plus, you see I'm putting things together now. Still not? Getting there. Let's just go over here. Because I think I've been pretty clear until now. Just make sure everyone's clear. Okay? According to Shitas Rashi, both Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda both agree that the message of the shofar is one of tefillah. It is a vehicle of tefillah. The machlokas is, just like over there in Yevamos, they daven about the guf, how the guf has to be, whether it has to be inayim lamata lamala, is it bent over or straight, up or down. So too, the actual surah of the shofar follows it because the shofar is an act of tefillah. So they both agree it's tefillah. The question is it a kaf of tefillah or a pashut tefillah? That was Rashi. Comes now the Ramban, and what we're going to see in a second, the Rambam. Okay, this is going to be the Ramban plus the Rambam, which we're going to see in a second, to say that no, they both agree that what is the issue here? The issue of shofar Rosh Hashanah is it's a message of tshuva. When you listen to the shofar, what are you supposed to be thinking? It's not only Ramban and Rambam, it's one of the Rav Sajja Gaon said 10 reasons for a shofar. One of them, he brings down, even though I didn't see it inside today, one of them, I'm sure he said it's tshuva. The Barganel also says tshuva. What is it? Can't hear you. Who? No, different person. Sorry, that's the same from Mrs. Godot. What's the name? I don't know, but I did look up yesterday. You asked me about the Taz. I have the Taz. I wrote it down on the air. What was it? Rav David Alevi. The Taz was the son-in-law of the Bach. Who was the Bach? We learned that already. Rav Yoel Sirkis. We learned that already. I think it was even yesterday, no? The, here. Make sure to look it up. Rav David Alevi was born in 1586. Okay, he was the son-in-law of Rav Yoel Sirkis. He was a big rub, again, in Europe, from 1586 to 1667. Now, back to where we're at. So both the Ramban and the Rambam is there, Rabbi Nel also. It's also Rav Sajja Gaon, one of the reasons, says that what? Shofar is tshuva. But they argue about what? They argue again about the different types of tshuva. We had said that that's very pleasing in the pshat context of Nisalim Avinu Al Kapayim because it talks about tshuva. My problem comes is what type of tshuva is this? Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we're saying is tshuva. So let's think about it. Let's think about it for a second. We know it's called Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Good. Okay, so that means Rosh Hashanah is a day of tshuva. How do we do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah? How is shofar a Rosh Hashanah? How is shofar a message or a vehicle, a kli of tshuva? I ask you to read the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Daled. Everyone open it up for me. Perek Gimel Halacha Daled. Read it for me, please. It's the plot, so please read it for me. Perek Gimel Halacha Daled Nefesh Tshuva. You have it? Perek Gimel Halacha Daled. Even though Tkiyat Shofar is a pasuk, go ahead. He's saying, wake up! Remez Yeshua, there's a message. Now, this is very important, because this sounds, the Rambam has two major books, right? What does the Rambam have? He has the Mishnah Torah, the Al-Chazak. What else does he have? Mordechai, which is in English. Guide to the Perplexed. Which one is his philosophy book? Which one is his halacha book? Mordechai is the philosophy book. Right now he's describing philosophy, no? Why is this here? Answer, because everything we're doing now within the halacha actually has a very strong philosophical message of how the shofar looks. He had paskin, if you remember, we did yesterday or the day before, if I don't remember, Perak Alef Halacha Alef Hilchos Shofar, that he says what? He paskin that what you do kafaf. Remember, you need a kafaf. The question is it only a kafaf? We saw two different opinions within the Rambam. And now what does he say? He says, this is the essence. Even though it's Xeris HaKasuf, Remez Yeshua, which is what's the Remez of Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Read it for me, Mr. Plotzker. Torachem, what does that mean? Explain to me in English. So what's the point of the shofar of Rosh Hashanah? To wake up people to what? To do tshuva, to remember Hashem, to remember your Creator and chazur b'tshuva, right? And then he keeps going on, talk about elu hashochem as emes, people that forget it. Does anybody else have the Rambam in front of them? Eagle, please continue reading it. Elu hashochem as emes. To start quickly from the beginning, Uri Yishem, you're not horse, Karakim Allah Chadawan. Where are you? Karakim Allah Chadawan has a Shuba. You're in Hokkah Shofar, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, Karakim Allah Chadawan. Afa Pisha Kiyab Shofar, Xeris Akasuv, and Rosh Hashanah. Yeah?
Remedy is both.
Wake up from your slumber. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, so what does the Rambam focus on? He says that the shofar of Rosh Hashanah is what? It's a vehicle of tshuva. What type of tshuva? What is his word? He says the word two different times. Liskoret bor Hashem, to think about what you're supposed to be doing. This is what we call, you're thinking about tshuva. What type of tshuva? We started learning together, guys. What type of tshuva? We started learning how to tshuva. How do you say tshuva? But even if I say tshuva meir, it could be. Could be that you hear the shofar and that's true. But what is tshuva? We're saying the tkiyat shofar. I heard this from my chavrusa, who's now the head of the Center of the Jewish Future, Rabbi Yaakov Glasser, said a beautiful pshat in From the Rav, which is the article I gave. How can you say this? That shofar of Rosh Hashanah is of tshuva? How can you say this? We learn together, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Tshuva, that says, what is the mitzvah of tshuva? It's not just, it's the vidoy, to say vidoy. Chiyuv of vidoy, whether you want to say it's like the mice, whatever you want to say, the fancy stuff, the bottom line is vidoy. Do we say vidoy on Rosh Hashanah? No! We don't say vidoy on Rosh Hashanah. Some people, we say avinu malkeinu chatanu lefanecha. There's a major machlokas whether you should say that. You ever been in shuls? Maybe you haven't. I've been in places where in Rosh Hashanah they start crying in Rosh Hashanah. Wah, wah, wah. You're like, what are you talking about? Rosh Hashanah is a happy day. There's the, you're not beating your chest. That's Yom Kippur, which is also a happy day in a different type of interesting way. Right? Rosh Hashanah is a time of happiness. You're not doing vidur. So what type of tshuva is this? What type of tshuva are we doing? How can you call this shofar of Rosh Hashanah tshuva? We call it Aseret Yemei Tshuva. How is this a day of tshuva? There's no vidur. How is this waking up of tshuva? It's very nice. So I asked you to see the Gemara Kiddushin that Rav Soloveitchik quotes many, many times. A three-line Gemara Kiddushin. What do the three lines say? It said, Hare Ani Mekadesh. That's why I'm wearing my white shirt today. I'm going to a wedding today. A chavrus of mine. He's like a little brother of mine. He's now 27, 28. Again, he's the head of the Mali and the Min program. And he's actually married Rabbi Terry's niece. And very excited. I usually don't wear my white shirt on a non-Shabbos. And very excited. Get married. And then if a person says, I want to marry you, what did the Gemara say? Three lines. Almanat Shahid Sadiq. Right? That's what the Gemara said. Karish, right? I'm going to marry you on the condition that I'm a tzaddik. And then, Mr. Plotz, what does it say? Afalp, that I am a Rosh Hagomor. Does the Kiddushin work? Yes, why? Mekudeshes, because what's the language of the Gemara? Shema, Hirher B'tshuvah. What does that mean? Yeah, what does Hira Tshuva mean? Maybe what? Who, what? Maybe what's the word Hira mean? Thoughts. Maybe you thought about Tshuva. So, what does that mean? That works out. I said it. I am marrying you on the condition that I'm a tzaddik. I've been in Russia all my life. So what's going on? What's the message? What does the shofar on Rosh Hashanah represent? Is it a complete journey, like we've talked about, a vidoy of Akaras Hashem and Kabbalah Asid and say Ona Hashem and understanding I have to be Lifnei Hashem and Charata? No. But what happens? Hear her tshuva. Obviously, doesn't achieve kapara. Does it for sure not achieve a kapara? What does hear her tshuva does? Rav Soloveitchik explained based on this Gemara, the Rosh Hashanah's first day of tshuva, and that's the 3-page article I gave you, is like Solomon had said, the tshuva meyira, what he really even called tshuva mipacha. A certain level where you realize that Ashrei Adam Nefachit Tamim, you're like, oh my goodness, it's Rosh Hashanah. The king is here, HaMelech Basadeh. Oh my goodness. And therefore what? On a certain level, that's enough to already change a certain status, to shake it up. Metaphysically, theologically, is a concept that what? That your mindset, your thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that in itself, of the even Shema here of a Tshuva, is enough to be able, again, doesn't mean that now everything has been forgiven that I've done. But it means that when you have that here of Tshuva, you become a tzaddik. I mentioned to you, I mentioned definitely to somebody, that Rav Kook, I was listening, Rav Kook's yard site was Gimel El, and I was driving home, and Rav Kook, they had at 11 p.m., different people were writing his svarim, going over some of his stories. One of the stories he said, they said, is that he went, you guys might know about the Hebrew-English dictionary, the guy named Ben Yehuda. He wasn't religious. So it's a Ben Yehuda dictionary. Ben Yehuda, you might know it because it was the street. You might have heard of it. Okay? So now, on the Ben Yehuda was Mr. Hebrew man. Right? So the story went, at least how I understood the story, it was very late at night, was that Rav Kook went to Mr. Ben Yehuda and said, look, I haven't seen you at my Shabbos here in a long time. So he said, okay, I'm planning on coming to Shabbos. Comes to Shabbos the Friday night, he didn't show up. So, comes on to Shabbos, he found out that that Shabbos he died. And then he said that what? He said that Ben Yehuda died with Hir Her Tshuva. That's this idea of being able, if you have the right mindset, and that thought of Soloveitchik has in the whole article, I'm not going to get into it now, because this is not just a shear on that, but this is the concept of number two. Point number two, machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, it's one of tshuva, it's specifically of hero tshuva, to wake up from your slumber. To wake up from your slumber. It's dafka and hero. Where's the room? Is it around for one second? That's why, what does he say right after this? Lefikach, according from the Gemara in Kiddushin, Tzarech kol adam shiyire atzmo, kol hashana kula. Go about the thought, if you see yourself all year round, that the world is 50-50, you're 50-50, and one action that you do will change it all. Okay. That is part number two. I said that there is a part number three to understand the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, question. Cuff of date. Dafka reads beautiful. It's your das. With me? It's your das. What's your das?
Okay, what about
if you're looking at your straight? That's what the Yerushalmi had said. Give shitu libam the tshuva. And all the Mefarshi Yerushalmi quote the same pasuk of Nasal Babeinu al Kapayim. You're standing up straight and you're thinking, again, you're thinking straight about Zichwit Borachem. With me? Correct. Vidyuk, and that's the language of Date in the Gemara. Kaf of Date or not. Third shot. There's a third shot of what the shofar of Rosh Hashanah represents. And then I showed you from the Ramban. The Ramban and the Radak. The Ramban and the Radak. And the Marsha. Good? Which is what? What does the Tana Kama? Tana Kama now. To be fair, what's going to happen here, we're going to quote this. Okay, this we had said is the Rambam, and others. Here's going to be the Radak on Tehillim. You'll see the Ramban here. And also the Marsha. What did the Ramban say is the sheet of the Tana Kama? We're only focusing on the Tana Kama here. Because the Ramban already said that Rabbi Yehuda is Tshuva. Right? So to be fair, that's going to be fair over here. According to the Ramban, what I wrote here was not 100% correct. Because the Ramban had said something else for the Tana Kama. What I had said here definitely works within the Ramban. Okay? We can work with the other sheet. Does everyone see my quick correction? In the second shot where I said that they're only arguing about tshuva, that's not exactly the Ramban, because the Ramban here is going to talk about the Tana Kama in a different way. What I said here definitely works within the Ramban and others, that both of them could be talking about tshuva. Okay, this was number one. Two, now we're up to number three. Number three, we're going to talk about what the Tana Kama says. And then tomorrow, Meretz Hashem, we're going to go more, start learning the Rabbi Yehuda. Start learning Rabbi Yehuda a little bit better. What does the Tana Kama say? What was the language of the Ramban? Why does it have to be Pashut? What was the unbelievable language of the Ramban? Which, when I learned this, I was flabbergasted a couple years ago. And I asked, and I still don't understand it, but I think today I finally understand it. What is the language? Zecher Aliyantif. Read it for me, Mr. Rappaport. You have the Ramban? Zecher Leyom Tov. That what? Sheh Tarum Karninu. Is that what it says?
Yes.
Sheh Tarum Karninu. The name of our shear is Karni Kupper. All works out very well. Zecher Leyom Tov Sheh Tarum Karninu. What does that mean? So I understood the Zecher Leyom Tov part. It was something that the shofar being straight on Rosh Hashanah is something special about the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean, Sheh Tarum Karninu? That's tarum. That's truma. So the truth is, donating has a lot to do with to elevate also. Okay? When you donate something, hopefully you're elevating the thing that you're donating, so you're elevating yourself. Shet tarum karnenu. What is karnenu? We say it in davening every single morning. We're going to tell him. Ayarem kerem liamot yivalachot chasidav. We say it a lot of other places also. Right? But I think we might even say it in Kabbalah Shabbat. Karnei Reim, Karnav. Now there's something there also. I think I was paying attention. Once in a while, you pay attention to tefillah, it helps. Helps. Okay? So what does it mean? How'd you understand this when you read the Ramban? What does it mean, except for Rawson, who I went over with? Zeichel Yomtev Shetarim Karneinu. How'd you understand that? So if you don't understand it, what do we say that a Karen represents? It's a horn. What is it? Strength. Strength. Tells you about the might. Okay. What about it? So there I asked you to see one other Gemara. And the Radak also. What did the Gemara say in Daf Yudam Beis? That shofar, right, that's going to be the answer. That what? What happened on Rosh Hashanah? To be able to understand this, we say in our tefillah. We say in our tefillah. So you know this already by the Shalosh Regalim. But it's also on Rosh Hashanah. I didn't bring it up. Say in our tefillah, one of the Rishonim asked, "Batitem lanu Hashem Elokeinu et Yom Hazikaron Hazeh, Yom Trua Mikra Kodesh, Zeichel Yitziat Mitzrayim." Why are we saying Zeichel Yitziat Mitzrayim on Rosh Hashanah? What does Yitziat Mitzrayim have to do with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Shabbos, I understand. B'zacharta, it says in Aseret HaDibros, Ki evrayita b'eretz Yitzrayim, v'yotzi achar Hashem otech misham, v'kein tzitcha Hashem otech v'sodim ha'shara. Shalosh Regalim, I understand. But what? What does... So you might say, you can answer that what, Mr. Rappaport, general mitzvot. General mitzvot have to do with Zeichel Yitzchak Yitzrayim. There's a Ramban about that, very nice.
What about
What about? That what? You want to talk about the world was created in Israel? Is that what you're talking about? That what? Yitzhak Mitzrayim was in Nisan.
Yeah.
Everyone agrees Yitzhak Mitzrayim was in Nisan. So what do we do on Rosh Hashanah talking about Yitzhak Mitzrayim? That was the question. What's the answer? The answer is with the other Gemara which I gave you. What was the Gemara? What happened on Rosh Hashanah? What happened on Rosh Hashanah?
The Jews stopped working.
Tanya Rabbi Lazar Omer for Rosh Hashanah. First of all, you got Tzad Yosef. The Beit HaAsurim Yosef got out of jail. And Rosh Hashanah, what else happened? We batlar avodah mi'avotina b'mitzrayim. You saw that, Gemara? That what happened on Rosh Hashanah? No more avodah. They stopped the avodah. So Rosh Hashanah is comparable to what? To Yetziat Mitzrayim. To Chirut. That you saw in the Marsha. And what else? Everyone read the Radak, please. The Radak. Where it says the Mizmor of Rosh Hashanah. When I asked to see Tilm Peyal, where it says, Harnini will keep on hope. This Pasuk says, Tiku b'chode shofar b'kes l'yom chageinu. This is the Mizmor of Rosh Hashanah, according to the Vilna Gaon, what we say every Thursday. Explains Rav David Kimchi the Rishon, and what does he say? V'nireh, kizehu tam mitzvah tachrua v'Rosh Hashanah. This is Rosh Hashanah. L'fi shebatlu avotenu mi'avodotam v'nachu mi'igiyatam yom zeh. What happened in Rosh Hashanah? We stopped having the slavery, stopped working. The atrua hu siman shiluach avodim. What does that sound like? That sounds like Yovel, right? Isn't it nice when the Tanna Kama says that Shava, Yovel for Rosh Hashanah, according to this pshat? Sweet. Very sweet pshat. It's not just because of a random Zera Shava. Chodesh Shvi. Right? Without this pshat, we haven't focused on it much. It happens to be a difficult Zera Shava. Whether it's a Zera Shava or a Hekesh, we'll see that in Gemara Lamedal. But it sounds to be okay. Comes the Radak to say that it's not random, but it's essentially the same. Because the Tkiyah, or the Truah here, is a Siman of Shiloh HaChavadim. Kamo Shet Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tkiyah Chofar B'Yom HaKippurim Sheyobel, which is a Siman for Shiloh HaChavadim, V'Tzeitam Rishut Adonayim, Kain Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Tkoa V'Rosh Hashanah, L'Zecher Ki B'Yom Zeh Bala HaVodah V'Aykan HaTchalat Chirutim. What is this day? It's the beginning of our freedom. We're no longer completely what? Abdei Paro. And therefore what? And therefore this third opinion of Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah is not Tefillah. It's not Tshuvah. What is it? It's Cherus. Concept of Cherut. We're now free. Does everyone understand what the Ramban now might be saying? What is the Ramban? One second. What does the Ramban now say? Zecher L'Yom Tov. That what? Shetarum Karneinu. Before, as an Eved, you're meek and weak. You have no independence. Now what happens? Comes Yom Tov, and we what? We remember not only Yosef, we remember our avos, that what? There's a certain amount of chirut that has happened, that you're elevating. This is the shita of the Tanna Kamma, which works out very nicely, as we said, which is Shava Yovel L'Rosh Hashanah, literally Kimashma'o. Obviously, Rashi doesn't agree with this. Right, and that's the contrast what Rashi had said. It's true that Yovel is Siman for Shira Chavadim, but Rosh Hashanah is for Tefillah. Tosis didn't agree with this either. Very, very clear. Yeah, you know.
It's 100%.
There's kind of, it's not totally off. The idea of not being Mishuabad, being able when Mashiach comes, that the whole world will see real freedom. 100%. Yeah. Yeah. Chibsu b'maasechem. Yeah, what about Chibsu b'maasechem? Now, that's chofesh. Chipes means to search. Got it? Yeah.
So, according to the last line of that scripture, there's no... The Rabban didn't bring a reason for how the Yalat HaShem represents scripture. Same time. the Gemara is making a distinction. We're not, the reason prayer is not all books. It's an extra, if you would agree.
He would say that's what the Pashan piece is.
Right, what about
that's Pashan. So,
because he has a different reason. He said it's for tshuva.
Right, yeah, so you have to do it. He himself says that it's for tshuva, according to the Ramah. Kafuf is tshuva. And he might say again, it's true.
We're saying that
but he reads that in the Gemara. He reads it into the Gemara.
But
he's
just reading it. Even not Pashan or Kafuf or Shofar, but that's a favorite.
Well,
other sources. We have other sources that say, in general, it's a favorite.
But I'm saying, he can read that into the Gemara just like that was a tshuva. Meaning he's saying that Pasha, even Pasha that day, that's right, you can read that Pasha that day Chirus. That's also Chirus, right? That's a Tam Kama. Pasha Rabbi Yehuda, he had said that that's Tshuva. That they fundamentally disagree. According to the Ramban here, right? Tam Kama, that's Seich Liyantav, that's Chirus, versus Rabbi Yehuda, which he says is Tshuva.
But
a
Shofar, so I think even though we
pass the
Rabbi Yehuda, Shofar in general, from what we've seen, not the same Ramban, the Gemara.
Right, meaning we don't paskin la halacha that it's chirus.
Right.
It doesn't just because we don't paskin that it's pashut. But again, first of all, even though we don't, the ideal again, what we had talked about between the different levels, even if the ideal might be ayo kafuf, it doesn't necessarily negate the philosophical idea of it being chirus. Also, please God, tomorrow. Right now, we have the sicha. Tomorrow we'll continue on talking about the Shavu Yovel Rosh Hashanah and then getting into the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and we'll call it a Gevaldika, one of my favorite. Let's do it.